Were you disappointed, Jeff Masters, that in the three presidential debates that tens of millions of people were watching, the issue of climate change did not arise?
Yeah, absolutely. Climate change has become the new Voldemort of our times, that which cannot be named. And it's ridiculous that we can't talk about a subject that's directly influencing our lives now and will continue to do so even more strongly in the future. I see Superstorm Sandy here as kind of a wake-up call coming the week before the election. Hey, America, hey, politicians, pay attention to this. We're experiencing an unusual number of very rare meteorological events, and they're probably not all due to just random variations in the weather. We do expect extreme events of this nature to increase in the future, and we should be paying attention to the fact that we've had a very large number of these billion-dollar sorts of disasters in recent years.
I'm wondering, Greg Jones, as a climate scientist here at the Southern Oregon University in Ashland, if you find the same kind of silence around the issue of climate change.
Sure. You know, right now it's really sad to see all of our political entities not approaching this in some way, shape, or form. It's not an electable issue. Not until the public sees it to be important enough to demand something more from both parties. It's really unfortunate, and I see it in my students as well. There's some apathy relative to both the weather and climate. Until the types of damage that a hurricane like this system can bring, you know, I don't think that people wake up enough and see those kind of issues as being directly tied to what we do in the fossil fuel industry and in terms of changing the climate, changing the surface of the earth and the oceans. Those are all very problematic issues, and the parties just aren't there with it.